Welcome to Radio Today broadcasting in Johannesburg on 1485 AM and nationally on DSTV Audio, channel 869.
It's Thursday, it's 2 o'clock or just after, and it's time for...
Snips and Snippets.
That was very good. And a very good afternoon, and welcome from me, Jonathan Taylor, and as usual, Eddie on my right. Eddie, we've got two people in front of us across the desk, but they're both the same person, actually, because one of them is playing Violet.
And the other one
And the other one is Violet. Now, Violet's not a game. It's not a game. You don't, you know, want a game of Violet. Violet is a blogger. Well, why don't I ask them? I've got Lanita Crawford, who's an actress, who's playing Violet.
Hello.
And then I have Violet herself. And we'll call her Violet, although her real name is Violet.
Violet.
But tell me, who is Violet?
Well, that's the real Violet, and I'm just the person who plays Violet.
Okay, that was Lanita speaking, and she was pointing at Violet.
And Violet is a blogger who writes about life and love and dating and sex.
Internet dating. And
internet dating.
Yeah. Now, yeah. Lanita, tell us how you came to be Violet every night.
How I came to be Violet every night. Well, how it happened initially is that somebody sent me one of Sandy's blogs. One of Violet's blogs, yeah. And I thought they were really funny, and I just loved it, and I thought, great, let me go and actually find out more, and I went onto the blog site and read the blogs, and the more I read, the more I thought this would make fabulous material for a one-woman show.
Yeah. So it actually, the idea came from you.
Yes, and then I had to track this anonymous lady down, and eventually I did, and after much begging and so on, she eventually...
How did you find her? Did you just Google Violet and then
I had to put out, you know, my little feelers out there into the industry, and I eventually found out who she was, and through a connection managed to speak to her, and she very kindly let me use her material. So then I started collating them all to find a kind of a narrative, mm-hmm. and then I needed a director, and I needed somebody that was sort of on the same wavelength, and I knew that was quirky and funny, and I found Megan Furness.
I was going to say, she's the logical choice.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And you opened last night, well, let me tell the listeners, Violet Online opened last night at the Auto and General Theatre on the Square to rapturous applause. It's an unusual piece, because I've never seen a blog staged before, but I was going to say, when you were saying that you read the blogs and you thought it would make a great material, actors are always looking for material that they can put on the stage that
you know, also
else
because
has.
I think, Jonathan, I'd been doing a very serious play for 2 years, an audience with Miss Hobhouse, which was all about the Anglo-Boer War and concentration camps. And I just come back from the Grahamstown Festival, and I was really quite exhausted emotionally from doing this play. And I just thought, the next play I want to do has got to be something lighter and funnier. And I think that's how I was just sort of in that frame of mind when this, I don't know how the universe works, you know, synchronicity and things just suddenly, why would somebody that day send me this email? And I don't know, it just all
happened. I was just reminded of a quote by Neil deGrasse Tyson. I can never say his word. I can never pronounce his name properly. The universe is under no obligation to make any sense to us.
Absolutely.
Violet, tell me how you started blogging. I mean, what brought on the blogging bug?
I think I love writing. I think I had entered this world of dating and online stuff. And initially, for me, it was something that was very unusual. It was very, I thought I was the only person in the world doing this. And so
I think every one of us thinks that.
I know. And so when I started writing, I thought I had stories to tell that nobody had ever heard before. And as I wrote them thinking, oh, this could be something. And of course, I realized very early on that everyone is doing this. But I absolutely loved sharing my stories. I still love it because so many of us, we all go through this all the time. And it's fun. And I don't know. I love writing them. And I think Violet is, you asked me earlier, who is Violet online? Mm. It's what you said just now. She's all of us.
She's all of us.
Yeah.
Now, what made you start internet dating? You see, I know because I know you
and
I saw the play.
Yes.
But my listener didn't. That's why there was an empty seat next to me.
So
he couldn't make it.
Why did I start internet dating? I think it's really the easiest way to meet people. I was divorced, single, absolutely wanted to meet somebody, still want to meet somebody. And so I plucked up the courage. I joined a dating site. It was easy. And it's, I think I would say to people, go for it, try it. Mm. It's much harder to meet people in real life today, yeah, especially if you work from home or you work from a coffee shop, which is what I do.
And also, I think, as Violet says in the play, at a certain age, yes, to meet, yeah, new people is, mm, really difficult.
I had the same thing. I mean, I got divorced about 10 years ago, and I thought, God, can I really start going out and schmoozing and going to plays just for the purpose of hanging around in the bar afterwards, and maybe I'll meet somebody and then date for 2-3 months, spending money on dinners and everything, and then realize that we're not really compatible. And internet dating is so safe. And there was... it's safe from this point of view. It's safe from the point of view that you can spend a long time chatting with somebody before you meet them.
That is a part of the problem, I think, is that... because it's online, it's really easy to spend a huge amount of time online, mm, instead of in real life.
Yeah.
And that's the online data, as Violet, yes, says in the play. You, yeah, know, when the list of daters you'll find?
Yes.
The online data, that you always, yes, meet him online and never offline. That's a problem.
Well, then it's not really serving its purpose, is it? But it's certainly I found it a lot more convenient and a lot more comfortable.
Yeah.
And safe, not from a physical harm point of view, physical danger point of view, but from the point of view of getting to know someone and getting to know whether you actually connect in a headspace.
So what's your rule in time frame? I mean, how long before you actually meet them in person?
I don't have one. There was one person that I spoke to for about 2 years.
Oh,
before we actually met.
But that I would have deleted you.
That could have,
absolutely
no, no, there was a reason for that. She lived in Malaysia.
Oh, okay.
And it was only after 2 years that we thought, you know, maybe we should meet.
So you don't have a 5-kilometer radius at my dating profile. I will only meet men.
At the time, I had a minimum radius. I didn't want anyone closer than 2,000 kilometers. But you know what? We're, yeah, going to take a little break from the chat now. Put your headphones on, please, he said to himself, because the others all had them on already. And we're going to play Snips and Snippets. And just to remind you how it works, I'm going to play you a very short little snip of music. And I have 3 snips for each song. So if you get it on the first one, it's 3 points. Second one is 2. Third one is 1. 1 point for the artist's name. Then we'll move on after that. So, and whoever says the name, whoever says the answer, the right answer first, gets the points. Eddie is the final judge. There's a prize, a free burial at sea with a man of, ooh, your own choice.
With a man, okay. And Jonathan,
or woman of your own choice. We don't mind. Yeah, we don't. You know.
Okay.
You
would this be a good time to say that some of us are completely useless at music?
Eddie, what happens with the people who normally say that?
They win.
They win.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's uncanny. It's uncanny. It's uncanny. Anyway, snip number one, please, Eddie.
Oh,
I see glimpses of recognition.
I'm dancing.
It's Simon and Garfunkel.
It's not Simon and Garfunkel at all. No.
Keep going. No.
You want snip number 2?
Yeah.
For 2 points, let's have it, Eddie. Thanks.
Don't be angry.
It's I've got it. Creedence Clearwater Revival.
It's not Creedence Clearwater Revival.
We're very good at this.
At least you're not just sitting there looking blank like some of them.
Well, it all sounds very familiar.
It's the one you're singing, yes.
Hmm?
It's the one you're singing.
Oh, yes.
Are we...
Sing it.
It's the Eagles.
It's not the Eagles, no.
Don't be angry. Don't be sad.
Can we use Google?
Shazam, because that tells you.
No.
Okay, it's...
Oh, by
like
the way...
Like the eagle flies on the door.
That's
yes,
part of it.
Gosh,
I do give
too.
A point, by the way. If the snip stops and you continue singing correctly,
yes,
then I do give another snip. Let's have snip number 3, Eddie, for 1 point. This is the famous bit. Those are all the snips, and you're in the right ballpark,
okay,
and you know the song. It's just a question of...
And it's
of,
from the 70s.
It is from the 70s,
1971. Do we get half a point if we get it from the 70s?
Not yet.
Okay.
If you can be... Neil Young. Is it
not Neil Young. Another one. One of the others.
Be with the one you love. Love the one you with.
Love the one you with. That's a point for Lenita for the title.
Done.
Love the one you with. But who's singing it? And it is one of that group on his own.
Stills.
Lenita, you're on the ball.
Oh, it took a while.
It took a while. It's Stephen Stills with now Stephen Stills was actually cast as a band member in a television series, but he pulled out at the last minute when he discovered that the contract he was about to sign would grant Columbia Pictures the publishing rights to all of his songs. A mistake which another big band had made in 63 and he didn't want to repeat. What was the name of that band?
Must
also
be
a favorite
the
band.
The Beatles?
It wasn't the Beatles, but...
The Monkees!
The Monkees! Violet, you are on the board.
She's a little monkey.
What was the name of the band that made the mistake and signed away all their publishing rights?
Didn't I go...
And we've heard them already today. We've heard their name.
It was the Beatles.
I was
going to say, I went to the show recently about the Beatles.
He went on to become a founding member of another band. Another name before Crosby, Stills and Nash, no?
Can't we move on?
Oh, no.
Think of a big animal.
A tiger.
An elephant?
No, smaller than.
Shrew.
Bigger than a shrew, smaller than an elephant.
The
big
bears,
horn.
The bears.
Big cows. Big cows.
Buffalo.
Buffalo what?
Buffalo Bill.
Buffalo Jump Meadow. Buffalo Jump Meadow. Buffalo Springfield. No
Buffalo Springfield.
I'm lost. Now, me too.
This one. What do Bucks Fizz, the Easley Brothers, and Luther Vandross have in common?
Bucks Drugs.
I'm going to give you a point for a creative wrong answer.
Thank you.
It's probably not true.
They're all dead?
No, they all covered Love the One You're With. Now, in 1971, now we get away from Stephen Stills now, Love the One You With, but in 1971, what did the Wafra do? W-A-F-R-A. What happened to the Wafra? 1971, the Wafra.
It sounds like an intifada or something.
Well, it caused damage. It did cause damage.
But it didn't. I have no idea. It was a tsunami.
No, it was an oil tanker that...
We're off music.
No idea. Okay. Yes, now we're going to serious stuff now. What did it do?
Was it an oil spill? It ran aground near Cape Agulhas, causing considerable environmental damage.
Okay.
And now, two Buccaneer aircraft of 24 Squadron, South African Air Force, attempted to sink a vessel, but succeeded only in starting a fire. What was the name of the vessel they were trying to sink?
Give us a clue.
You've heard the name of the vessel already today.
Have we?
Yeah.
The Buffalo Springfield.
No.
The Beatles.
No.
The Monkees. Something.
No, it was the Wafra. A Shackleton aircraft sank a vessel using depth charges off the coast of Cape Agulhas in 1971. What was the name of the vessel?
The Wafra.
Well done.
I was just going to say, do we look like women who know our vessels?
I'm onto him. I see what.
Finally enough, how did Ahmed Timmel hit the news in 1971?
He was sunk in a vessel.
Yes, the Wafra. He was in the Wafra.
I'm going to give you another point for a creative wrong answer. It was more serious than that.
What is the question?
He did
again?
Sink, but he sank. He didn't sink as much as plummet. Where did he plummet from?
The Shackleton.
No.
And a parachute.
No, lower than that.
Where did
he didn't have a parachute.
Some say he was pushed off a mountain.
Some say he jumped. Some say he was pushed.
A building,
yes.
The Empire State.
No,
building.
Closer to home.
The
Carlton Center.
The 10th floor of.
The Carlton Center.
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Cape Town or Johannesburg?
I'll have to tell you because we must move on. It was John Forster Square.
Oh, of course.
He was a dissident. He was an anti-apartheid.
So he slipped on the soap, did he?
He slipped on the soap and fell out of the window. Let's take a break. Here's Stephen Stills with Love the One You're With.
Don't be angry, something to do. And there's a road in the Brisbane light.
Save more with our Pick and Pay Low Price Carnival 2015. Get 2.5 kilograms of Pick and Pay White Sugar for R23.90. 1 litre de non-vanilla flavoured Long Life Ultramel is R18.90. Assorted 730-780 gram Nola Mayonnaise is R16.90. Buy 2 1-kilogram tubs of Stork Country Spread, 50% fat spread, for R49. And any 2 1-kilogram Danone Nutri-Day low-fat yogurt are R39.50. Save more with our Pick and Pay Low Price Carnival. Prices are valid from the 29th of October to the 1st of November.
Welcome to the Barnyard Theatre. 50 Karat Gold, the 50 greatest songs of all time. The 50 greatest songs are the most defining moments in music history, featuring a 10-piece cast that will perform songs that have topped the charts for the last 60 years. 50 Karat Gold is a celebration of the golden song moments that have rocked our world.
50 Karat Gold, now on at the Cresta Barnyard Theatre until the 31st of December. Book now for your year-end function or office party.
Hi, you're listening to Harry Sideropoulos.
I'm Malcolm Terry.
Hello from Michael Richard.
Hello from Fiona Ramsey.
And if you're listening to us, then you're lucky enough to be listening to Radio Today.
Today, South Africans share their lives with you here on Radio Today.
And sharing her life with you here on Radio Today is Violet and Violet's impersonator, Lanita Crawford, who is leading Violet by 4-3 in snips and snippets. How did you feel about last night, by the way?
I think it went well. Yeah. I think opening nights, well, I'm always nervous on an opening night. Yeah. And I mean, I've done the show before in Cape Town and at the Grahamstown Festival. I've never played such a big venue before. We've always played smaller venues, you know, sort of up to the biggest was Grahamstown, which was 90 seaters.
Right.
So for me, it was interesting because it was double the size of the audience last night.
What is the Theatre on the Square holding? It's about 200, isn't it?
Yes, I think it's 200. It's 200. But yeah, I mean, the people that, you know, that certainly one of my friends all told me they enjoyed it. So I hope it went well.
Well, I was with a partner who had nothing to do with theatre or anybody, and she loved it, and she was laughing all the way through.
Well, that's the main thing. People laughed, and so, yeah.
Yeah, and my friends who were there are, none of them are theatre people, and they absolutely loved it. They connected with it. They had fun. So,
now, what does it feel like to sit in the audience watching somebody being you and speaking your words and your and exposing you to the audience?
It's. I think initially it was hard. I mean, I went to see it in Cape Town, and I was terrified the first time when I went to see it. And it was quite hard, but and not because of anything other than those were my words. And actually, once I got used to that idea, I just loved it. And even last night, I sat at the back. And I know that, you know, the writer's apparently not meant to sit and watch. They should sit in the bar and drink and wait. But I did sit at the back and watch. And I just, I think because Lenita absolutely brings Violet to life in the most fantastic way.
Thank you.
And so it's not just about my words. It's about the way that she does it.
Yeah, I was going to ask you another question, but I'll get to it. But you've just prompted a question.
Yeah.
How much did you feel Lenita was you? I mean, how much did you identify with her? Obviously, the look is different and the speech is different, but was it like looking at yourself?
Yes. Yes, completely. I mean, I think obviously she looks different and her mannerisms and everything. But yeah, I think she absolutely got and gets the character.
Yeah.
And so, of course, there's identification on many levels. And I think that's what the audience finds as
well. And then the other question I was going to ask you was, has it or did it, and if so, how did it kind of alter your own perspective of yourself to be able to sit outside yourself and watch yourself? Did it change your perception of yourself?
I think on many levels I can see that it's a difficult one, but Violet has grown enormously. So I think I listened to her.
I think she's lost a bit of weight.
Oh, really? Really? Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, you do know that she doesn't want to be fat. No. She never will.
Nobody wants to be fat.
Never.
I think also, though, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the material that we sort of chose is from your earlier blogs.
Exactly.
So, you know, and I think she's also evolved since then.
Yeah.
Because that's from about two years ago.
So, so we can expect a show called Violet Online again.
Yes.
Violet Online 2.
2, 3,
absolutely. Yeah.
Online
2.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back to social media.
Back on the, on to
the dating site.
When you thought it was safe to date Violet. It will never be safe.
Perhaps we should find somebody that would like to go on a date with both of us.
Or two people who would like to go on a date
with both of us.
No, we'll have
How much input did you, Violet, have into what went into the play, or did you leave it completely to them?
Nothing. And it was funny because when I had first spoken to Lenita and Megan, I had this idea in my head that they were going to adapt the blogs and turn it into a different kind of play. And I thought that they would send them to me and, you know, get a little bit of approval. And I didn't hear from them. And I just thought, oh, you know, they're great. They know what they're doing. They're brilliant. They're creative. In fact, they're both, And so I didn't hear from them and I thought, oh, I'll just leave it to them.
Mm-hmm.
So I did get a huge surprise when I realized that they hadn't changed the words, but I loved the blogs that they chose. And so they did all of that, and they did it. Yeah,
which is your favorite one? Because I'm going to ask Lenita to do one for us.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh, oh, the pressure. I think then we should ask Lenita which one she wants to do.
Ooh. Which one would you like to do?
Oh, it's quite difficult to do them on, you know, because some of them have some choice little words in what
fire.
You can always go beep if they're very bad words.
When the curtains catch on fire.
Well, maybe I could do the one about the different types of daters, because that's informative, you know.
That's good. Okay. Right. House lights are going down. House music out. The announcement says, please switch off your cell phones. And the spot comes up on the stage.
The serious data, not to be confused with the serial data. The serious data is looking for a life partner. This is a good thing. He wants commitment. The serious data falls in love with you on date number one. He tells you everything about himself within the first hour. He keeps no secrets. He tells you about his divorce, his family, his children, his finances, his fondness for walks in the park. He even tells you his shirt size. He is kind and considerate, and he always pays for date number one. But it's his eyes. Those puppy dog eyes, the way he looks at you, the way he wants you to take care of him, to swaddle him, to coddle him, to nurse him. Stay away from the serious data. He's needy.
She is fantastic.
Yeah. Now,
yes.
I nearly called you by another name.
Yes.
Violet, listening to Lenita with the inflections and the expression, when you're writing, do you have those kind of expressions, or are those kind of a revelation to you and thought, oh, I never felt it that way, but it's just as valid, of course?
I think even more valid, actually. Yeah. I think that she brings so much to the blogs and the writing. So, no, she completely, I mean, I write them and I have a certain way of thinking and talking, and when I write, you know, I obviously put inflection on certain things that isn't in the writing, and Lenita completely brings it to life.
Brings a different...
And yes, I think quite differently, but not, but in, a fabulous way. Yeah.
I think also, you know, Megan, the director, Megan Furness, it was her that when we sat down with the blogs and thought, how are we going to turn this into a play? You know, and she said, well, it's got to just be conversational. It's got to be conversational and not as though we're dramatizing it and turning it into an acty thing. Yeah. So it was actually quite hard for me because she sort of had to beat this out of me, you know, to just talk, make it conversational,
Which is often the hardest thing to do is to get on and, I mean, I always say what is, the question I ask if I do workshops or adjudication or anything, What is the one thing an actor must never do?
Act,
exactly. And it's the hardest thing.
Okay.
It is the
okay.
hardest thing. Okay. And
so I think what's been great about it, and I think it's also Megan's direction and Violet's sort of style that she's written it in, is that people find it accessible. They feel as though it's just somebody chatting to them.
Mm.
You know, you're just having a chat with them about things that have happened in your life.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Well, okay, well, let's take a break from Violet. Okay. Headphones on. The faces get panicked.
Yes. Pressure.
Song number two, snip number one, please, Eddie. This is the introduction. Sandy's looking very...
She knows.
Hopeful.
Now I'm hoping it's the Rolling Stones. Am I right?
The what?
The Rolling Stones.
It's not the Rolling Stones.
What is this?
It's the introduction.
Long, very long.
Yes, I'll give you a clue. There is a connection here now.
Between...
Between what we're talking about and the song.
Oh, I see. Oh, no. Still.
Okay.
I googled a certain word and with the word songs.
Oh, love right. songs.
No. More specific than that. Snip number two, Eddie.
All that time she was silent still. If you love me, won't you let me know? If you love me,
you don't have to put
Snow
raise your
Patrol.
Hand. You can
Snow Patrol.
Snow Patrol. No.
Is it from a movie?
It's it's not from a movie.
No, not the soundtrack.
No.
No, I'm also.
It's from a very well-known
singer.
Band.
Band. Can
yeah,
we have a clue? Give us
not
snippet
so long ago.
Two then.
Give us snippet three.
Snippet three. Oh, we know his voice.
I'll give you a clue. The band is not called Hot Work.
Coldplay.
Coldplay.
Chris Martin. Chris Martin, Coldplay.
Coldplay.
Well done, Anita.
The name of the song. The name of the song.
Oh,
and think about
word.
The subject we're talking about today.
Love Online.
No.
And
it's not an obscure song. It did make the charts. It was a single. It did make the charts.
I haven't saw them live
in 2008. And I'll give you a clue. This was the first anti-war protest song from the group.
Peace.
No. Think more literally what we're talking about today.
Love, dating, romance.
Even more literally.
Sex.
Even more literally. Name it.
Must
we
say the F word?
We're talking about the name of the song.
And it's clearly not that thing that got sunk.
Well, not in that sense.
No, okay. What are we talking about? Violet. It's a colour.
Violet.
Colour.
Oh,
rainbow.
Violet,
oh, violet
something. Violet something.
Violet.
The title is Violet something. It's the second word. If you give me that, I'll give you the 3 points
violet,
because it's
violet rays.
No.
Violet.
It's not Violet Mountain.
Violet
River.
Flat.
No.
Violet.
No, it's not quite Violet Flat either.
Violet Hill.
Somewhere in between. Violet Hill!
Well done, Anita.
But I'm only give you 1 point because I gave you a clue.
Absolutely.
And I'm sorry,
it's called Violet Hill, and it derives its title from a street of the same name near another famous road
Notting
connected
Hill.
With music.
Abbey Hill. Abbey Road.
Abbey Road. Correct. It is near Abbey Road.
I'm
now,
feeling insecure.
For
I just
1 point
want that on radio.
Each.
Yes.
For 1 point each, and you know one of them already, so it's just a question of whose tongue is quicker. There are four members of the band. I want their names.
Of the Beatles.
Of Coldplay.
Chris.
There you go.
Chris who?
She's got
Martin.
It.
Chris Martin.
It's the only one I know.
Derek Johns.
I don't have a Derek Johns here. You made it up.
There must be a Jonathan.
I only know Chris
There's
Martin.
A Johnny.
Johnny. We've got Johnny.
Not Johnny Depp. No.
Not Johnny Depp. You're quite right. It's not Johnny Depp.
Johnny Blue.
No. His surname? Think Andrew.
Andrew
and
Lloyd
Daniel.
Webber.
No,
Andrew.
Closer to home.
Andrew? Buckland.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Lanita's guessing better than you
know,
are, Violet.
I know.
Anyway, we won't spend too much time.
You can see we're really good at
you
that.
You better tell us the answers.
Coldplay turned down multi-million dollar contracts. From who?
MGM.
You know what? I messed up
Sony.
This question. I was going to... I should have said, what have Gutterada, Diet Coke, and Gap got in common? And so this is just interest no more question. They Coldplay turned down multi-million dollar contracts.
Coke with advertising. Coke.
For advertising.
Oh, okay.
And for because they didn't want their lyrics associated in that way.
Okay.
Interesting.
From Gap. Yeah. Hmm. They did, however, support a very big company who helped launch their songs and sell their songs. Do you know what that company
is? It must be Apple.
It is Apple!
No, it's really
no,
good.
No, but because their daughter's called Apple, isn't she? Gwyneth Paltrow.
That's
and
right.
Their daughter's called Apple.
You're quite right.
Was that your next question?
No, it wasn't. I wish I'd had that.
I had never put the two together.
No, neither did I, actually.
Until now.
I'm going to go on to some more general trivia questions.
Thank you.
In 1966, a game called Twister came out.
Yes.
If you know the game, the spots on.
Yes.
It was denounced by critics. Why?
Because women had to bend over.
No. You're on the right track.
Women,
so they called
had to wear pants.
They actually called it something. They actually called it. I'll tell you, it was Sex in a Box.
Sex in a Box.
Okay.
It was denounced.
Okay.
Now this is an interesting one. O.J. Simpson was originally cast as the Terminator.
Oh. I did not know that.
But then he was dropped. Why did the studio decide against O.J. Simpson?
Because he couldn't learn the lines?
No.
He was too big.
I love this one. No, I love this one.
When was it? 19 when?
No, I don't
know. Oh, you didn't give us a year.
I'm not sure.
Was it a racial issue?
No.
They didn't? Why? They knew something in advance. They knew that he had an anger issue?
No. The studio were afraid. Listen to this. Just listen to this.
We're listening.
The studio were afraid that no one would buy him as a remorseless killer.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing.
What did Charles Osborne do for 69 years?
Charles who?
Osborne.
69 years.
I hope he had fun doing it, whatever he did.
I have no idea what he
was. He online dating for 69 years?
I hope not. You're getting the subtle clues I'm putting in, aren't you?
He was swiping left on Tinder. Ding, no, looking for the perfect
person. He hiccuped.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine how awful?
Yeah. Which is the strongest muscle in the body?
The tongue.
The correct. Who said that first? Who was that? I think it was
Violet.
I think it was Violet too. And also she needs the points.
I do. I was going to say I've got a kind nature and I will share that.
What has Queen Elizabeth owned more than 30 of?
Horses.
During her reign?
Corgis.
Corgis. Well done, Lenita. You're on the ball. What was the most expensive pizza delivery in history?
Oh, probably to my house.
Get a point for that.
Thank
point
you.
For that. Oh, I gave you 2 points. Doesn't matter.
To the moon. Didn't they send one to the astronauts?
Not, you know, you're right.
Wow.
You're absolutely right. 2001, Pizza Hut paid Russian Space Agency to send a pizza to the International Space Station at a cost of $1 million. So that's another point for Lenita.
So you mean the astronauts could eat it up there?
I don't know how it's really floating around.
A pizza lasts a while. I mean, you know that when you find the one from last week and you have it for breakfast.
I only find one from the night before.
And they're so much more delicious, aren't they?
They are.
Let's take a break. Here's Coldplay with Violet Hill.
Was a long and dark December. From the rooftops I remember there was snow, white snow. Clearly I remember from the windows they were watching while we froze down below. When the pieces are detected by a
if you love me,
we sat in snow. All that time she was silent still. So if you love me, won't you let me know? If you love me, won't you let me know?
For me, the struggle is over. Hey, but it used to be tough, hey? One pickup here, then it's too much. But you quoted me one load. But this is too heavy for one load. Well, I'm not paying for two. Yo, I struggled. But now I've got the Chevrolet Utility Iskorko. Still an easy van, but she carries more than 700 kilos. I live back in Iskorko. Yo, make your life easy with Chevrolet Utility at chevrolet.co.za. Viva Iskorko. Chevrolet. Find new roads.
Garden Shop is more than a wonderful garden experience. They integrate home decor, pet, pool, flower and coffee shops to ensure a total shopping and leisure experience at all their branches. With shops countrywide, there's a garden shop near you. Just call 0861 427 336 for details of your nearest garden shop or visit their website at www.gardenshop.co.za. Garden Shop.
The City of Johannesburg has introduced a comprehensive new initiative to stitch the city's spatial landscape and to transform entrenched settlement patterns. A key element of the Corridors of Freedom is the city's Rea Vaya bus rapid transit system that offers commuters fast, safe and inexpensive public transport. This is delivered through a network of trunk, complementary and feeder bus routes across Johannesburg. The city has already initiated the construction of a number of dedicated cycle lanes and improved sidewalks across Johannesburg. A 5-kilometer development in Orlando has been completed. The route linking Alexandra with Sandton and a 20-kilometer stretch in Ivory Park will be finished in 2016, and the lanes within the inner city will be built on an ongoing basis. The city's road network remains a priority, and spending on the maintenance and the upgrading of the existing network has increased by more than 700% during the past financial year. Joburg, a world-class African city.
This is Radio Today, broadcasting in Johannesburg on 1485 AM and nationally on DSTV audio channel 869.
And here on 869, Violet is breaking a tradition because she's trailing Lenita by 6 points. Lenita's got 12, but there's still another round coming. But now I want to ask you, going back to the play, in between each blog, you've chosen, you know, to make each blog separate and have a little interlude between each one. Mm-hmm. And during each one, these projections come up on the back with lovely pictures and these very funny memes. My favorite was the one, I'm dressing you with my eyes.
Yes.
And a lot of them kind of take a double read just to see what they're saying. Are those original or were they...
I don't think
Megan
so.
Megan chose them.
Did she choose them?
Yeah, she chose them. And they're basically from on the net.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she found them and she chose them, yeah.
I'm trying to remember some of the others because... They also got lovely laughs.
Yes.
And it was just what one needed in that little break,
absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
Just to keep the flow going.
And she often puts them on the Violet Online Facebook page. So if you need to get a full, you can go and check that page. And she puts, you know, one up every couple of days.
Can you remember some of the others?
I think if is my second favorite word of the week.
And Friday is my second favorite F word.
That's right.
Yeah. Social media, I mean, it's kind of changed our lives almost completely, hasn't
Absolutely,
it?
Absolutely, yeah.
I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. I know that when I've got nothing to do at home, I'm never bored because...
It's a fantastic thing, social media.
Go on.
I think it's changed our lives completely and given us all these different worlds that we can have that we never had before.
Mm. I know a lot of people are battling with it.
Yes.
I know some people have left Facebook, I know, because they can't take that exposure.
They can't take...
I'm in one particular group. I won't mention the name of the group, but it's a socio-political kind of group.
Yeah.
And it's an open group. Anyone can join, but in order to comment, you have to join. You apply to join, and an admin lets you join.
Yeah.
But once you're there, you can say anything you like. It's like no ad hominem, ugly speech. And some of the members were complaining that it was a public speech, that it was a public group, because they wanted to slag off certain people on it, you know. And we had to tell them as admins, look, that's not the group for you. You know, find another one.
I think those groups, you can make a choice. And when I have left quite a lot of them because actually they become overwhelming and people, you do get the hate speech and everything and people attacking one another. But you have a choice on social media whether to look at it or not. And
exactly.
If you don't want to, you leave it.
I'm an admin of this particular group. Yeah. And whenever people complain about, you know, why do you not allow this and that, you should. What about democracy?
Yeah.
We have to say this is not a democracy. This group was formed with a particular aim in mind and a particular character.
Yes.
And that's what we, if you don't like it, find
Absolutely.
Your own group. You know?
Absolutely. And in fact, I'm on Twitter quite a lot. And last week, I think everything just felt so hectic with things going on in Joburg that I took myself off Twitter for the week because I just was feeling completely... It was just exhausting. And
I just found I couldn't keep up with Twitter.
Oh, no, Twitter can also be such fun.
And I found the important things that come out on Twitter find their way to Facebook and even onto other news media, the newspapers, the radios.
It's just immediate. Twitter is absolutely in the, you know, in the second kind of thing. Yeah.
The one thing I have found, though, is that I still buy a newspaper every day, but all I do is a crossword puzzle.
Me too.
And you two have so much in common.
We should date.
Exactly, yeah. Coffee after the broadcast?
I prefer single malt.
Single malt? Well, you can have a single malt. I'll have a coffee.
Unfortunately, I can't have one because I've got to do the show tonight.
Oh, you've got to have the show.
Single malt, yeah.
So you can't have coffee?
Coffee I can have, yes.
Now, let's just remind everybody, it's at the...
Auto in General.
I nearly said the name of that camera group. The Auto in General Theatre
on the Square.
On the Square.
In Sandton.
In Sandton. And it's on until?
It's on until the 7th of November. That's next Saturday.
This week and next week. Right.
And it's on Tuesday to Saturday. Two shows on a Saturday, 6
and 8.15.
Tuesday nights are half price night. So
Tuesday night is half price, folks.
So obviously this Tuesday is too late, but next Tuesday you can get a nice group together.
And that's 8.15 every night?
8.15, except on a Saturday when it's 6 and 8.15.
And you don't do a Sunday?
No, Violet has to rest on a Sunday. Not so, Violet?
I thought Violet rested on a Monday.
Violet rests every single day, but on Sunday there are things to do.
And if you want to book, it's...
Strictlytickets.com.
Is it .com or .co? I think
it's .com.
Otherwise, Google Strictly Tickets.
Or you could just come to the theatre, you know, go and have a
And meal. Also, if you want to read and keep up with Violet's real blog without having to go to the theatre, you can find it on... Violet Online is online. Yes, that's the name. That's all one word. Violet Online is online. WordPress.com.
That's right.
And how often do you blog?
I usually blog once a day. And I didn't mean to blog that often. I never mean to blog that often. But things happen, and it's important that I write about them.
Yeah.
So normally every day. It can be every 2 days, but normally daily.
I want to ask you what is a logical question, but I forgot. Are you a writer?
I am now a writer.
You're now a writer. Yes. What were you doing before?
Oh, you know, I do lots of different things. I mean, I still do lots of different things. But I do different bits of writing. And Violet is the main thing. I do Violet.
And from that you make a living?
No. No, it's very hard. But I do write other bits of writing. I write for a Johannesburg company. I write for a guy in Soweto. I blog for a spa in exchange for treatments.
That's fabulous.
Yeah, no, it's very nice. That's the nicest gig.
What treatments? SPA, not SPAR.
Not Botox. Spa. Facials and massages and things like that, which every woman should have often.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. What every woman should have too is their headphones on.
Yes,
because we'll just get started on the last round.
Oh, no. Right.
Because we do want to leave time for the song. And you want a chance to try and catch up, don't you?
Okay.
So, snip number one, please, Edward.
Oh. I definitely know that song.
I do. It's Radar Love.
It's
not Radar Love.
Who?
Sounded like it. Here, a little bit.
No. You got to give us a little bit more.
Snip number two, Eddie.
That's the same.
Still sounds like Radar Love to me.
They paint their faces. No. The Sex Pistols. No.
I do know it's going to come to you in a minute.
It's not reggae, is it?
You're right, it's not
reggae. Our beds are burning.
Quite right, Lenita. 2 points to you. The name of the band?
In Excess.
No, it's not In Excess.
In Sync.
No, not In Sync. No. Can you recognize the Australian accent they sing it in?
Men at Work.
No.
The right initial. Not Men at Work. It begins with an M.
Give us a little bit more.
Midnight oil.
Midnight.
Yes, we got nothing. Violet.
They both said it at the same time, so I'll give the point to Violet.
Yes.
Where are they from?
You just Australia. Said Australia. You'd get.
Well,
them
I thought you might not be listening.
I said in excess. They're also from Australia.
What it is about?
Love. Midnight Oil.
The play of the song. What were we talking about? The song.
Is it
about the end of the world?
It's not, no.
No, it's not about workers' rights, no.
If I mention the word pintupi, does that mean anything to
it's
you?
It's about the extinction of an animal called a pitupi because of the burning of the forests.
It sounds to me like an exotic Thai food.
Keep going. This is fun. A point for a credit. No, it's about giving native Australian lands back to the pintupi.
Oh, of course.
Didn't we say that?
No, I said that. So I don't know if they began moving from which desert to settlements and missions in the 1930s.
Well,
I don't think you're going
to
know this.
It would have to be from the outback.
Well, yeah, it was from the Gibson Desert. It's obviously. It's, two towns are mentioned in the name of the lyrics, as well as in vehicles produced by which company? You wouldn't know that, Holden.
No, we're talking about online dating today. Yeah,
I know.
Not about
but it came out in 1987. And in 1987, what killed 31 people underground in London?
London. Water floods in the
not
underground.
Not floods, the opposite.
Fire.
Fire.
Oh, my God. It's on fire.
A big fire. Yeah. These are boring questions. No, I'm going to go back. I'm going to go to the general ones. They're much more fun. What was Buzz Aldrin's mother's maiden name?
Oh, yes, we would know that. That would have to
well,
be my word.
You could
it
take
be online?
No, find any. You could make an intelligent guess. You know who Buzz Aldrin was?
Yes.
He was the second man on the moon.
Mrs. Moon.
Moon, correct. Her name was Moon. What was Pumbaa? Have you heard of Pumbaa, Disney character?
Yes.
What was he the first Disney character to do? He was the first Disney character ever to do something.
He was not a little...
He was some app on some.
No, the sound you were making, I thought you were about to get it.
He sang, he growled, he... what could he have done?
No.
I don't know.
I love this one.
He snored.
No, he didn't snore. It was at the other end.
Oh, he farted.
He
farted. Violet never talks about farts.
No, what is distance? What is the distance between Russia and the USA? And I'll take it within 2 kilometers or 1 mile.
32,175.
No.
No. Okay. I thought I knew that one.
Between Russia and the United States, the distance.
The distance.
Yeah.
Give us a clue.
I don't know.
Like in the 10 kilometers? Hundreds?
It's less than 10 kilometers.
Five.
I'll give you five. It's 4 kilometers, 2.4 miles. Because, of course, Russia and United States are separated by the Bering Straits, which is 26 miles across. But in the Bering Straits, there are islands. And there's one point where the last island is American and the next one is Russian. And those are 2.4 miles apart.
Okay. So it's a trick question.
No, it's not a trick question. You can measure it on a map. You can measure it on a map, you know. Yeah. What is unusual about Stan Hurd's art?
What? Stan Hurd.
Stan Hurd. H-E-R-D.
His art.
Yeah.
What could be unusual about it?
He's not the guy who... doesn't paint with his hands?
No, he's not that guy.
I didn't know how to say that.
I'll give you a clue. It has to be viewed in a special way.
Oh, it's invisible.
Glow in the dark?
No.
3D. You have to wear 3D glasses.
No.
Underground? No.
No, but that's on the right track.
Soil?
It's in a mine.
It's not in a mine, no.
He carves it in stuff?
It's not actually underground. Think of the opposite. But
plants?
You've got to be in the air.
A balloon. Crop.
You've got to be in the sky. It's crop.
Crop circles.
It's crop art.
Crop art. Well,
what he does is he mimics grandmasters in crops.
So you could
over a whole field. The only way you can see it
is from an airplane.
Good. So Violet gets the point there.
That's very good.
How did a geography class help Tilly Smith save hundreds of people.
Tilly Smith.
Yeah, who was Tilly?
Who was Tilly Smith, and how did a geography, and I'll give you a clue, it was on Boxing Day 2004.
Okay.
A geography class.
So something to do with contours, helped. Mountain contours.
Weather, well, weather some, patterns?
Something weather she'd learnt in a geography class.
Cumulus
helped her.
Clouds.
And she'd had that class only 2 weeks before.
Was it tsunami?
The tsunami. What did she learn in the geography class?
That if the animals started running away.
Oh, no, not the animals, but
the water.
The sign? The sign?
The sea would pull back.
The sea would pull back, quite right.
Oh, so she could recognize, be allowed.
They woke, okay. Everyone woke up that morning and found, oh, the sea's receded. Isn't this amazing?
Okay.
She knew what it was, and she warned people, and she saved a lot of people. What is unusual about the whiptail lizard?
It has no tail.
It has a tail.
It's blue.
But it has no of something else.
Eyes.
It hasn't got a tongue.
No.
It's not really a
Let's
lizard.
Put it this way. It would be lost on internet
Eyes.
Dating.
Fingers. It got no fingers.
No.
It obviously is no, it's not a man or a woman.
Smell.
It's no,
it's not
no
hermaphrodite.
Reproduction
it's
organs.
Not hermaphrodite. This no. is it's not hermaphrodite. But
it can't see. We're talking
there
about
there are no males.
Oh.
They're only females. Oh. The female lays an egg. And lays an unfertilized egg, mm-hmm. and it hatches from an unfertilized egg. But it's not hermaphrodite.
Sounds like my kind of animal.
Now, the last question. And Violet, if you get it right, I'm going to give you 8 points.
Thank you.
So that you only lose by 1 point.
Thank you.
Two psychologists in 1930s adopted a baby chimp.
Oh.
And put it with their infant son. To
read
see
the book.
To see if the baby chimp would learn human behavior.
Yes.
From the infant son. Why did they stop the experiment?
Because the chimp actually, it hurt the sister, the little girl. I think that there was
no,
a toy
was
that they
a
were
boy.
Fighting over.
No.
This
that's
is not,
not
the book
right.
that I read. We
no.
are all completely beside
Now,
ourselves.
They wanted to no. see if the chimp would learn human behavior from
the
infant son.
But the baby learned chimp behavior.
The son started behaving like the chimp.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, okay. That's it. That's the end of Snips and Snippets.
Never mind.
Lenita is our winner by 2 points to one times
luck.
Nine. Yeah, sheer absolute luck. Please go to the theater on the square and have a look at Violet Online or
and
Violet.
Have fun.
It's or Violet on the couch and Violet at the table. It is a wonderful, wonderful piece of work. I can say that honestly because I saw it last night. Thank you so much, both of you. Thank you, Eddie,
thank you.
For making us sound
Wait,
so
I wanted
pretty.
We wanted to know, does Eddie online date?
No.
No. Why not, Eddie?
Oh, you're married.
Oh, he's married.
Yeah. And if he
well,
did, he wouldn't say it.
But if you were single, would you do it, do you think?
No.
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 We would change your mind.
Eddie, you lie. Here's Midnight Oil. Beds are burning. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you.
From Kentucky. yonder.